Hello, and welcome to this segment of Neighbors in Business. This is a show here at Community Media where we bring businesses into our studio that are doing great services for the community and make life easier, safer, and just enhance your life. And we talk to the people who are our local business people running them. And I'll be your host, Raymond Galker. And we have a bunch of superheroes here today. We have a dream team. We have the Damage Control Dream Team with us today. And we have Ken Ewing, who is with Goosehead Insurance. We have Joey Baker, who's with Major Restorations. And we have JR, who's with Guardian Owl Incorporated, right?
Yes.
Yes. And Major Restorations, did I say that properly?
Major Restoration, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes. And this is a great topic, and, you know, things happen. They happen daily to me. I wake up in the morning and there's an issue, you know. But sometimes those issues are major and life-changing. And we should be prudent and we should prepare for those so that when they happen, there's at least some type of plan. But there's nothing like having someone in your corner, even in life. I mean, there's nothing like, hey, I can't make it home. Boom, I'll have lunch ready. Someone's in my corner. But to have someone in the corner where you're so emotionally distraught and you're dealing with something that you never had to deal with before, you're the superheroes. You are the dream team for damage control of those occurrences. So, talk about the dream team, would you please, Ken?
Of course, definitely. We are members of a BNI, Business Networking International chapter. It's actually a virtual chapter called Virtually Unstoppable. And we sort of have the same kind of work. We're here to help protect people, protect their valuables, their lives, and everything. So we decided that we would become a power team in order to work together to get more outreach, let people know more about our services. Because basically with JR and Guardian Owl, you've got the beginning. Getting things set up so that safety is not a concern. There's detailed standard operating procedures and so on for a company or even a home so that that's taken care of. If something happens, a safety issue, everybody knows what to do. For me, with insurance, it's making sure that there's proper coverage. You don't want to be underinsured. You also don't want to be overinsured. But you want to make sure that you also are educated on what you have so that in the event that something awful happens, you know whether it's covered or not. And then lastly, for Joey, with with Major Restoration, the unthinkable happens. You don't have the right frame of mind to deal with that stuff. And having someone like Joey in your corner, as you said, can just be such a difference when you're dealing with what is tomorrow going to bring when my world is crumbling down around me.
So, JR, your business is Guardian Owl Incorporated. Can you talk on that a little bit?
Yeah. So we are a safety consultant company. So I created a company for the smaller, medium-sized companies that may not be able to hire that safety person because they can't afford that $60,000, $70,000 salary yet. But they still have safety issues. They might have drivers. They might have a warehouse. They're starting their business. You know, worker comp claims, accidents, that type of stuff. They can use our services to help provide safety for them. And I'm not an employee, I'm a service, so it's also a tax, you know, refund for them too, so that we can get them to have the safety that they need and get them to grow the company instead of putting money into claims and accidents and that kind of stuff.
So you're the solution to a business that doesn't have enough money to have someone like you on their staff.
Yes, definitely. And most importantly, and I love working with startup companies because they're the easiest to start molding the correct way. Because if you start, if a company is having a lot of incidents, whether workers' comp incidents or accidents, it's harder to break those habits. We can, but it needs to be a safety plan. So if they're from the beginning, you have a safety plan, you can grow the company a lot faster, a lot smoother. But I love working with both because we want to be able to fix those companies so that they can grow to be the bigger companies. But most importantly, let's get their employees to be safe so that we can put, so the owner can put money into the company and not workers' compensation or auto insurance, that kind of stuff.
So for someone that's starting a business, they have a lot to think about.
They do.
They have a lot to think about. They're doing a lot of things for the first time. They're learning a lot for the first time, and safety might not be something that's right in their face.
No, a lot of companies, even companies that have been established for years or decades, they don't think of safety first until it becomes an issue. And a lot of times, you know, when I'm talking to them, you know, even if you're not having issues, there still might be missed accidents. Those are still incidents, it's just you didn't actually have an incident. So let's try to create a safety program that can keep the company and educate the employees of your company so that we can prevent those mishaps and also prevent a big accident down the road so that that company, because one big incident can ruin a small, medium company. Mm-hmm. So let's work together, figure out a safety plan that's needed for them so that we can help keep, most importantly, get their employees safe, get the business safe so that they can grow as a company.
And as you said, the most important thing is the people working for them.
100%.
I mean, even if it doesn't cost them any money, mm-hmm. it's a safe feeling. It's a rewarding feeling to know that you go home and your people that are giving their time up
right.
for you are safe.
Yeah, 100%. And a lot of companies will say, oh, I don't have it in my budget. Okay, do you have it in your budget when you do have that big accident and then you go to Ken and call him because I have a claim? Mm-hmm. And Ken will be able to get into the numbers as far as that, but not only is your premiums going to go up, it's going to be on your records, I believe, for 3 years for most companies. So all that's going to go up. So are you okay spending that possibly long term, or you want the short solution? Let's build a safety program. And a lot of times, too, insurances will give discounts if you have a safety program.
It's about being proactive.
Proactive. Well, this whole philosophy is about being proactive here. Do you do anything for the homeowner?
Yeah, so I will work with the homeowners. If what do you do when there's a fire? Do you guys have a meeting place that you go to? Do you know where your local fire station is? Do you even know where your fire extinguisher possibly is? Or there's these new things with the blankets that you can literally throw over an oven. You know, do you know where the fire hydrants are that are close to your house? You know, in the wintertime, we had a bunch of snow. Are you going out there shoveling to make sure that all that's, you know, 3 feet around the hydrant so that if there is an issue, the fire can get to it? You know, what do you do when there's high winds and floods and all that stuff? And that's where Joey can come in. But do you have a plan? A lot of times we hope that there isn't going to be an incident, but you never know. And the thing is to be educated and have a plan just so your family can have a chance to survive.
So do you have many homeowners contact you to come and talk with them?
I recently just started this as a service. So I've talked to a lot of them, but I have not provided any of those services yet, but I do want to get into more more educating with people with that. So that's where I'm working on building that as more of a service for the people.
Because that's I don't think that's done. Is there? Is there an organization or a business that opens themselves up to go into someone's home and say, well, out there is a tree and you really should think about trimming it back, or hey, do you know, do you have a plan? I'm not.
Or even JR can help supply dash cams for your cars. Yes. If you have a young driver or a new driver, he can offer that service and get a dash cam so you can always see what's happening. There's record of any incidents, and that itself is a huge safety thing for parents, I would think.
Yeah, the dash cams is important for when there's an accident. It tells the story of what happened, especially if you get, you know, say you have a car in front of you and they reverse and hit you, but it looks like you hit them. But if you have that camera, it tells the story. So that's going to help the insurance. It's going to help the police report. It's also really good for if you're having teenagers. You're not, you know, somebody's not constantly watching the cameras. It's AI technology. You can turn that off if you don't want the voice commands, you know, to stay off your cell phones, you know, keep your seatbelts on. But it's there to protect you, and you can and monitor it as far as the GPS and all that stuff. Are you speeding? It can even monitor if you don't want somebody smoking in your car, or if you have a company truck that you might have some tanks in the back that you really shouldn't be smoking in general on them. Mm-hmm. It can also detect that as well.
Well, that's probably a great benefit for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Probably insurance deductions for cameras. Mm-hmm. So protection.
Correct.
Yes.
We have safety, now protection.
Protection in the form of insurance. So insurance is just the transfer of risk. Rather than you, the customer, assuming the risk if something happens to your car or your home, you're basically saying, hey, Goosehead Insurance, I'm going to pay you to handle that risk for me. And Goosehead is actually a brokerage, meaning I have access to dozens of different carriers at any given time. I take in your information, I put it in the system. We have a great system called Aviator, and that will give me back two dozen different quotes that I go through to try to find the best option. Goosehead is based in Texas. Back in 2003, a husband-wife entrepreneur couple, they were tired of going to this website to find insurance quotes, and then this website, and this website. So they worked with their tech friends and said, let's put it all together into one place. Now, Goosehead is the number one brokerage in Texas, and has since then expanded all over the U.S., including Pennsylvania, where I am located. And the name is a really, really cute story. When it came time to name Goosehead, they didn't know what to say, but they had a granddaughter. Their first granddaughter was named Lucy, and she had light, feathery hair, as babies do or toddlers do, and they called her Lucy Goosey. So then they said, well, let's just make it Goosehead.
Goosehead.
Just like that. And you won't see a Goosehead commercial. They spend $0 on promotion and advertising. We don't have a Gecko, we don't have a Jake, we don't have a Flo. We just are Goosehead working by word of mouth and referrals.
So, Ken, you mentioned the website a lot. Mm-hmm. And in this day and age, everybody spends, I overlook for any answer to any problem that I have, you know. So if I'm going to buy a product, mm-hmm. you know, I'm checking out probably chat first of all, you know, hey, you know, where can I get the best shoes, you know,
right.
whatever it is, you know, and then they give me different websites to go to. It's very common for people to go on the websites now and broker their own insurance.
Yes, it is. But I would not recommend that. Some of those websites, they will take your information and they will sell it. I'm sure many of you out there have gone on a website, put in your information to get insurance, and then suddenly you've got 12 phone calls within 5 minutes, and then you've got texts. They sell your information to people that then are expected to cold call you, and they don't quit until you say no. So, word of advice to everybody out there, if someone is calling you to try to sell you something, say no, or they will keep calling.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. You know, hey, you know, this is a great deal. But you put your information in before, mm-hmm. before I even go to the next, I hit enter, boom,
yes.
right away.
Because your information has been sold. You've given away that right for them to call you. Any do not call list you're on is nullified. the second you go into that website. If you want to look for insurance, talk to your friends, talk to your family, talk to your neighbors. See who they use. Do not search for insurance on the web. It is the best way to get inundated with phone calls and emails and texts.
And you're not going to save a lot of money either.
Not necessarily. No, no. The difference being, I want to be able to make money, support my family, and support my business and my community and everything. But the difference that I give is when you work with me, you are educated on everything that you have and everything that you don't have. I want you, when someone questions, you know, what is this, that you can confidently say, well, this was explained to me that this is this, and this is why it's this much, because I have this in my life. Everybody's quotes will be different just based upon factors. Your insurance score is based upon many, many different things. Have you ever had not been in an accident, not gotten a ticket, nothing's changed, but your premium goes up for no reason? Well, that could be your credit score. That could be your zip code. There were simply more claims done in your zip code. You could be a 40-year-old male, and in your zip code, there was a huge increase in 40-year-old males having auto claims, and therefore, as you're a 40-year-old male, boom, your premium goes up. You didn't do anything. It's just all these different dozens of factors that go into determining your insurance score, which then determines your premium. Things changed, and as a result, things went up. And if your agent can't explain to you why it went up, or if your agent hasn't been in touch with you in a year, 6 months, find a different agent. There, I work for my clients. I don't work for the carriers that we represent.
And the other thing that's interesting is if you have insurance online, you don't have a dream team member.
No.
Waiting there for you.
You have an 800 number.
So, you know, and you might not have a person that you talk to for a while.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, you know, as we're talking about the damage control dream team, you have people that are there all the time.
Yes.
When you need them. Either try to prevent, try to protect, or try to deal with the situation. And now we're going to go to Joey Baker, and you're of Major Restoration. So you're the person that comes in after there's been some type of damage, or?
Very often. Sometimes it's even when the damage is happening. So for instance, there's a house fire going on. I might be there before the flames are even out. And my role at that point is to educate, to try to help you navigate something that's very chaotic, very stressful. It, you know, can feel like the worst thing that's ever happened to you. And I'm not there to sell you anything. Obviously, I want you to use my company, but at the end of the day, I'm a choice. I am not your only choice. I want you to not feel like you have to rush into making any decisions. I want you to be able to take a breath and know that I'm there to see the light at the end of that tunnel until you can see it for yourself, and for you to know all your options that are out there and what that restoration process is going to look like.
You're a calming force.
I hope to be.
You come in, and you know, just recently, one of my neighbors had a fire, and it wasn't immediate. You know, it was down the road, and you could see the smoke coming out, and you know, so my wife and I stopped in, and this was the fire company was still there, and to see these individuals shocked,
yeah,
distraught. They can't make a decision. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's
so you've just lost potentially everything you've spent your whole life building and working for. And I always tell my families that I'm working with, I promise you, everything that you've had can be remembered, repaired, or restored. It's not the end. If, God forbid, your grandma Shaw was in there, I promise you if she were here today, she would be happier that you're safe than that that Shaw no longer exists. So it's walking them through, you know, you're going to need boarded up. That's going to have to happen. That's for insurance purposes. That's, you know, to keep your property safe, anything that isn't damaged yet. But that's really the only decision you need to make tonight. Let's get you somewhere safe. Let's get you to a hotel. Do you have a family member? Let's call your insurance. Let them know what's going on. I kind of really want to walk them through and educate them. I want them to understand and, you know, really until or unless you've been through this, you don't know. Mm-hmm. The ugly truth is you have a house fire. There could be seven restoration companies there. One or two of them may be there to really help educate you, make sure you're safe, you know, just do the immediate what's needed. A bunch of them are going to be there with contracts coming out the door. You know, you got to sign here, you got to sign here. The truth is you don't have to do anything in that moment. You need to take a breath. You need to step back. Let's focus on your safety, your well-being, your family's safety and well-being, because that can't be replaced. Everything else can be in some shape or form. Mm-hmm. That can't be. Let's make sure we get you somewhere safe, and then we can talk about what next steps are and what that restoration process looks like.
That's something, Joey, that I found really interesting, because it wasn't so long after they put the flames out that they started boarding up the house. And it's like, who's doing that? Is that part of the fire company? But you're saying that businesses out there who exist to service people in this disaster, they actually come to the fires. They listen to mm-hmm. to it, and they show up, and now they're in line. They're in your face. There's papers coming out, so there's no time to even compare the services or what they're getting.
So there's a right way and a wrong way to approach a fire. When I'm showing up, I'm letting command know I'm there. I'm there to also supply and support the fire department. So I'll have, you know, protein snacks. I'll have bottled water. If they need me to run for pizzas, I'm going to do that. Whatever it takes, especially if it's a larger, you know, like a commercial fire or larger residential fire. So I want to take care of my fire departments. But I also want to take care of that family. I'm not going to approach the family until command gives me the approval. So if you have a family that's being, for lack of a better word, bum-rushed by some restoration company out there, and command or the fire department did not make that handoff, or they were not given permission, that's probably not going to be a company that's really there for your best interest.
Does fire companies look out for those victims? When they see someone speaking to them, do they come in and say, what's your relationship?
A lot of times the fire department, you'll see either fire police or actual police officers that are blocking off roads. So if it's a company that they know is not there for the best reasons, they won't even let them in on the scene unless they like walk in. But then it can get hard to tell a neighbor from a company if they're not wearing a logo like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Other times you'll see like somebody like me, I'll be standing off to a side. I might have the trunk of my car open to be handing out, you know, bottled waters and snacks and whatnot. My fire departments now, I always have, you know, blankets and umbrellas and socks and, you know, like all this stuff in the back of my car for the victims.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't see me with a contract in my hand. It's just not the way I do things.
Mm-hmm. One thing that Joey, I've heard her say before, is that she's your best friend on your worst day.
Okay, I like that. And not only yours, but the fire company too.
Yes.
I mean, you're trying to make the best out of a bad situation for everyone.
Yeah.
So you have a great relationship with a lot of the fire companies?
I do. And, you know, the thing about these fire companies is the majority of our fire companies are volunteer. So these are people that work their regular jobs, a lot of times overtime, whatever they have to do to support their family. But then they're giving up all their hours with, you know, their down hours with mandatory trainings and skills assessments and, you know, the CEU credits you need to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning when that alarm bell goes off and making sure that they're taking care of you and trying to keep you and your loved ones safe and taken care of. So I don't think we can ever thank our volunteer firefighters enough.
No.
Or our fire police for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
They just do an incredible job. I'm so blessed to be in that world with them.
It is a separate group, a fraternity, more or less, isn't it?
It is.
It is. And I got to say that if you want to serve the community, being part of a volunteer fire company or just a fire company, and they have various support groups, please do that. Do that. If you're looking for something to connect with the community, because a great community is a community that's connected. And the best way is to connect is to find out what the passion is in your heart, and then reach out to businesses, nonprofits, and such that are doing the same. But how does somebody get lucky to have you show up? Because this is a big area. I mean, you're looking at what? You service York?
York, Lancaster, Adams, Dauphin, like that whole area.
But
Sometimes the fire department will call me in. I do have a coworker I work with that does what I do. We're considered disaster recovery coordinators.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll get a direct call. Sometimes the insurance company will call me. Sometimes the homeowner will call me if I'm not there. So whatever I can do, I am very blessed that I was able to create Joey's Closet. So I can take a fire victim at 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. We can go get you a bunch of clothing if you lost everything.
So now this is something new that we haven't talked about,
Yeah. You
know, so, you know, you're with major restorations, but at the same time, you saw a way of giving back to the community and you started a nonprofit.
So it's a community partnership within the nonprofit of the Pennsylvania Furniture Mission.
Can you speak on that, please?
I can. So the Pennsylvania Furniture Mission provides furniture for say veterans coming out of homelessness, but they also will help my disaster victims if they lost everything. So we can do a house full of furniture. We can do the clothing. We work together very closely with that. And it's partnered up with Major Restoration, who absolutely does not like the idea of chasing a fire. We want to show up to be your best friend when you need us. We want to be there at your worst moment so that we can get you to that other side so you can see that light at the end of the tunnel for yourself.
And you're with them till they get to the other side.
I am.
You're not just there that evening.
If they need to call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it has happened, just to scream, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally okay with that. It is an emotional roller coaster to go through when you suffer something like this. You can go anywhere from completely feeling numb to laughing to crying. When you have children involved, you're trying to be brave and strong for your children because they're going through a lot emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be there with you throughout that whole process, hook you up to great organizations as you may need them. I always try to make sure there is some type of free or low-cost trauma counseling available if they need it. We have a whole booklet of like emergency resources, special help for veterans. It walks you through, like, people don't know when they've had a house fire. Call your utilities and let them know you've had a fire. Because why should you keep getting billed for something that's not going to be on anyway?
Jeez, yeah.
But they don't know that. So all these little nuances. And then helping with your insurance. Like, somebody like Ken is amazing. You know, he can go through a whole array of stuff, make sure you have what you need. Because people don't know, like, oh, I don't have a ride on for water, and now you have a major water loss and it's not covered. Somebody like JR is amazing because he can set you up so that hopefully you don't ever have to see me. Not that I don't want you, I'd love meeting people, but you know, hopefully you don't ever need that side of things. So just being able to partner up with the three of them, I trust both of these men explicitly. Ken, you just did an insurance quote for my mom. For the same reason, I didn't want her getting 1,000 phone calls, and I knew Ken would take care of it. I know he's a fair and honest person, and sometimes he can find you more coverage than you had for less cost.
You've been through this. You've been through this. You could help someone who's going through this.
Absolutely.
And I want you there if anything happens.
Thank you.
But I might not be lucky enough to have you there.
Well, you know? You have her number, you call her. Like she said, some people do call her directly. It's about having being proactive, making sure you've got your safety parameters set up, making sure you've got the right level of coverage, and making sure you have someone like Joey that when disaster happens, you can call her or someone on her team that can be there for you.
We got to grow her team.
Oh, yeah.
We got to grow that team. So I heard the word amazing. Amazing. Amazing several times. So you've been holding back. You're the amazing.
The amazing. The one and only.
The amazing,
the amazing dream team for damage control. The amazing dream. I could see you guys all just like looking like this with some type of
shoulder pads.
Yeah. So there's so much more we could talk about. You know that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I am in awe of your hearts. Joey, when did you start doing this?
I spent 23 years in EMS, so I was on an ambulance taking care of people. That was my passion. Unfortunately, a distracted driver took me out. JR, you would have been so helpful back then.
Yeah.
A distracted driver took me out. I just wanted to find a way to keep serving my community. Landed this amazing job about 3 years ago, and it's been my passion ever since.
How can people get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 717-288-5183. You can find Major Restoration on LinkedIn and Facebook, and I'm also on both.
Cool. JR, to see a need like Joey did, and then put your time, your effort, your creativity, your imagination together to not only protect businesses, small businesses, large businesses, small businesses who can't afford like the large businesses. And then the homeowner coming up with this new concept of walking around looking for things. A fire just was created by an air conditioner. You might have been the person that could have saw that it was connected to too many electrical circuits. Nobody's doing that, coming in looking, inspecting. It's not really an inspection per se. And you hear inspection, it's like, oh no, you're not gonna. But I guess it's a review. Let's call it a review. I hope you take off.
Thank you.
And Ken, your ability to connect with people around a protective service is heartwarming, because the more we can pull together for a community service, the best. And the thing is, this is not supposed to be the superheroes that show up at the moment you need them. Because you need them now. You need them so that when things happen, hopefully they don't, number one, because of you. But if they do, you already have them prepared. So how can they get a hold of you, Ken?
Well, I'm actually partnered with a gentleman by the name of Corey Poff. He's located in Chambersburg. I'm in Hanover. But we cover all of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware. So we can insure in all of those states. He is the Corey Poff Agency. I am the K2C2 Agency. K2C2 is for Ken, Chris, Kara, Corey. A friend of ours got tired of saying our names and just said, you're K2C2. So it felt like a good name for an agency. It's unique. But you can reach me at 717-670-4888. You can find the K2C2 Agency Goosehead Insurance on Facebook. You can find me online. Call me, text me, email me. I'm available. If I'm near my computer, I'm available to you.
And that's about anything, right? Just give you a call about anything?
Yep. Okay. I like to be a hub for anyone.
Help anybody. That's what I know about you.
More and more people, if you're looking for something, if I don't know someone directly, I can find someone for you.
And JR, your contact information?
It's my website's Guardian Al LLC. www.bmwsafety.com. You can also reach me on my cell phone. Call, text me, 717-343-6795. 24/7, if I don't answer, I will return your call or your text right away as soon as possible.
You just don't get one, you get all three.
Yeah.
You get all three. The amazing dream team.
Got the beginning, damage the middle, control. And the end.
Yep, you got everything right there. Is there anything you'd like to say to anybody?
I think I would just like to say, get your preventative stuff with JR. Make sure you have the best insurance. And then nobody thinks to have a number for restoration stored. Insurance companies will refer people. It's a rotating list. So you're not getting better service because your insurance company said they'll call so-and-so. Have somebody you trust and believe in so that after you call insurance, you can call up the person that you trust and get things moving quickly so you can get your home restored or your business restored faster.
JR?
Yeah, I'm here for my clients and everyone. I'm working here to keep you safe every day is my plan. I want to get everybody home to their families and loved ones, get them educated, get them the information that they need so that they can build a safer environment in the workplace and at home.
And this is not, again, something you want to do because you have to do it because it's in your face. This is something you want to do because it's all preventive. This is so that you can go to bed at night and know that your family is safe. This is something you want to do because all the hard work that you're doing, you don't want it to take away from your future. You want a plan. And most people don't think about this, but this is protecting your family. Thanks for making this community a great place. Appreciate your creativity, your desire to serve.
Our pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here on Community Media. Neighbors in business, this is awesome. Look at these neighbors that we have. And businesses are so important. You know, you want to help our local businesses. It helps them be able to help you and serve you like nobody can or nobody will. And they give back to the community in so many ways. They help our nonprofits. They sponsor your child's baseball team, sports, arts, etc. So thanks for watching this segment of Neighbors in News and or Business. I'm sorry, Neighbors in Business. And until our next segment, where we bring people into the studio that through the passion of their heart and the businesses that they provide, they make this a great place to live. The amazing dream team, Damage Control. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hope to see you more. I hope you guys can build a relationship with Community Media so that we could help our community through you all.
That'd be great.
Take care.
Thank you.